It is time for us to talk sports, and that means it's time for us to bring in Mike Causey. There is a lot to talk about. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. We had a tornado up here yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that on the news. That's crazy stuff.
Wow. It, you know, and what happens here, because we have the hills and mountains, is it doesn't go in a straight. It skips. They skip when they come to mountain, and so it hit in three totally different places, which was really wild. But nobody was injured, just property damage. So
that both is bad.
Yeah. So we have to go to sports and
wait. Well, hold on a second. Yeah. Yo anus. Yo anus. Shut up, you lousy stinking mutt.
You know what he's doing to
Hello.
The Mets. What he's doing to the Mets is just so wrong. He's not opting out because of COVID. He's opting out because the Mets are off to a lousy start. He's not going to play. He's getting paid. The Mets looked like fools yesterday, coming out with, first of all, saying they didn't know where he was, and then they found out where he was, and they feel sorry for him. I tell you what, the commissioner's got to step in there, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you hear my dog barking?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. A friend of mine sent me a text yesterday afternoon when I was at the track about it, and I told my friends, and all we did was start laughing, because you're 100% right. This, if he had two or three home runs or four home runs by now, he'd be happy as a pig laying in the mud. But he's not, so he quit. And the way he quit, by just not showing up to the Mets, the guy should be banned from baseball.
Yeah, it was just crazy. And you know, and here's where you look at a 60 game season. I don't think they're going to get all 60 games in, by the way. But if they do get all 60 games in, most teams now are pretty close to 10% of the way through the season already, with anywhere from 8 to 10 games played. You've got clubs that are having increasing numbers of COVID-19. They're now, did you see what they did with the doubleheader rule yesterday?
Seven innings.
Seven inning games. Mike, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy watching, I'll be honest, I enjoy watching the games. I do watch them. It's good to see baseball being played.
Not this way.
That's exactly right. You're taking a lot of outstanding performances early in the season by a lot of different players, and it becomes meaningless at the end of the year when half the league's going to make the playoffs. It's
ridiculous. It makes no sense. Yeah. Can it? If this is the product you're going to put out there, can it? When you have guys that, and he's not the only one, that opt out because they don't want to play, it changes the whole balance of your team. You do what he did, which is the absolute worst thing you could do in any sport, job, or anything you have, is just not show up with no explanation until you decide to give one. It's unacceptable. There's a reason why this guy's played on a whole bunch of teams with the talent that he has. He's an outright dog. He's a dog. He doesn't care. It's all about himself. All he wants to do is collect his paycheck. There's got to be a way the Mets can void this guy's his salary and send him packing. There has to be a way that they can do it. And it would set precedent where no one else can do this. And like you said, he's just using the virus as an excuse for him to opt out, because you would have thought that this guy probably would have tried to play this year, being it's the end of his contract, his walk year. But obviously he doesn't care. And if any team signs this guy after this season, they need to go see a psychiatrist.
And he's already taken over $100 million from the Mets, and
he hasn't played in 2.5 years.
He's played 18 games in 2.5 years. 18 games.
That makes the Ellsbury signing look like a genius move.
It's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Terrible. There's no room for people like this in sports, any sport. And as far as baseball is concerned, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what's happening, but my bet is that that baseball's wrapped up by August 15th.
If more teams keep having 6, 7, 8, 9 players test positive, there's no way you're going to complete a full 60-game schedule for all the teams, and also at the end of the season, you know, normally the team with the best record in the American League and the National League gets some sort of advantage. Not this year. Every team that's in the playoff goes into a 3-game playoff. And you know,
well, there should be no advantage for this year because the season's so long. I think there shouldn't be any advantage.
I just think that I give them kudos for trying. I just can't see them.
But my thing is, how are these guys getting sick? They're supposed to be staying together. Yeah. They're not supposed to be going out to different places. How are they getting sick? Is somebody spraying it in their lockers? I don't know. How are they getting sick? That's more importantly than them getting sick is how are they getting sick? Because I don't understand how they can be.
And like I said, it's great to see Aaron Judge off to the start. He's at absolutely. It's fun to see players having a great start to the season. And baseball's fun to watch. It is, but you know what? It's not fun the way it's going on now. It's just different. Like the rest of everything else going on. Different.
And they want everybody to accept as different. I say, can it start next year like you're supposed to start?
Yeah.
Same thing with hockey. I watched some of it on Saturday. And I watched a little bit of it yesterday, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You got one round robin, but you got one playoff going on where you're playing in to try to get it to the 16-team playoff.
Yeah.
So you're playing the best out of five, all right? At the same time, the teams that already qualified to be part of the 16-team playoff, they're playing a round robin of meaningless games for positioning in playoff seeding. Well, it doesn't mean anything. There's no home ice. So I really have no idea what the NHL is doing. They're playing fine, like you said. It's good to see it playing. But what they're doing is making absolutely no sense. The Rangers lost on Saturday. The Islanders won on Saturday. The Rangers play again today at 12 noon. So if you don't have a job, you can watch the Rangers lose again this afternoon. And hockey goes from midnight, from 12 noon to midnight today. There's six games in the NHL. For whatever reason, I don't know. Somebody needs to explain it to me. The Islanders who played Saturday, you would assume are playing today, but they're not. They're playing tomorrow. So I don't know. I mean, as far as hockey is concerned, they shouldn't be playing. It's the beginning of August. In 2 months, your season, regular season, would start again. The thing that I don't understand is when players or owners or whoever went on strike and they pulled the plug on seasons, it was ended. End of story, start next year. Why can't they do that this year? Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
it's because they're just making a mockery out of everything. So
it's really hard to follow. And if you're the Red Sox, you really want the season to end because their last really good pitcher is out for the season with a COVID-19 heart issue. So they have literally very little starting pitching and very little.
It's unfortunate the guy got sick, but you knew before going into the season that the Red Sox were going to be bottom dwellers this year. So, but the one thing is for the Yankees. Who was supposed to be their ace behind Cole this year, ace number one, I guess you can call him Paxton. He looks like a bat in practice pitcher.
Yeah, he admitted it. He says he's got no velocity and he doesn't have they've got to figure out why he's got no velocity. But like I said,
the whole thing's a farce.
Yeah, you want to watch it, you want to get excited, but it's just hard. It's just really hard to do that.
Going to be interesting to see is if and when baseball does cancel, how are all of these bets going to be in reimbursed for over-unders and playoffs and however whatever else the people went in and wasted their money on.
How did you do this weekend with the racing?
Crazy stuff going on this weekend. Midnight Bisou, as I said, got beat. The horse looked very, very flat. Moving on to the later races of the day up at Saratoga. So Midnight Bisou was a big favorite. Tom's the Attack was a big favorite in the ninth race in the Whitney. Race was over as soon as they opened up the gate. The horse stumbled out of the gate, wasn't able to use his speed, spotted the field somewhere between 5 to 7 lengths, got beat by two. Improbable, who was an improbable winner in the race, won that race. In the Alan Jerkins, Mischievous Alex ran a good race. Problem was he only ran it for 6 furlongs. 7 furlongs, he lost his steam, and Steve Asmussen's Echo Town won the race. The 11th in the Bowling Green are picked cross border one being put up on a DQ, but it was definitely justified. The six horse Saddler's Joy coming down the stretch compromised cross border and Channel Maker coming down the stretch, and they ran second and fourth, and the winner on the track, Saddler's Joy, was put behind the five horse, was put fourth. So we got put up with that one. And then in the last race, the Caress, one of my plays, Jakarta, led every step except the most important one, the one at the wire, and he got beat. So a couple of tough beats and a couple of freaky things going on at the racetrack. And there was another one that I noticed that I would have talked about Friday, but I didn't see the Del Mar entries until we were off the air. There was a horse that was supposed to run in the Vanderbilt named Lex and Tony. Yeah, I did speak about this Friday. I remember now. And the horse that I said was running out in the Bing Crosby walked out of the gate, lost by a lip at 7-1. So a couple tough beats this weekend. It's not easy, folks. I mean, there's a million ways to lose a race, but only one way to win it. And we found a couple ways to lose this weekend. But